Time for the August edition of Mondays with Mike. Each month, WPR director Mike Crane drops by Central Time, The Larry Miller Show, or The Morning Show to talk about what's happening on and off the air. Today, we're going to reflect on the sudden passing of a great friend and public broadcasting leader here in the state, Wisconsin Public Media Director Gene Purcell. We'll also take a look at some programming changes on the way. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions or feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio. Let us know if there's a show or type of show that you want to hear, a program you want to hear less of or at a different time, a question about what's going on at WPR or WPR.org. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Mike, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be here with you. And one of the things I'm thinking about, Rob, is the last time we talked, I was in my home office studio. And now I'm about two studios away from you.
Right.
So getting closer.
Right. Our COVID changes. I'm in a studio. You're in a studio. We're, what, probably 20 feet away from each other, but not in the same room just yet.
That's exactly right.
Now, it's been a tough time lately here at Wisconsin Public Media with the passing of Gene Purcell, director of the whole organization. He died earlier this month after being in a motorcycle crash. Could you talk a little bit about Gene, what he meant to you as a boss, a friend, and what he meant to this organization?
Yeah, he was most of all just a great guy, but also very talented in many ways. Excuse me. But one of the things that I think our listeners will remember, because Gene often substituted here on the Ideas Network, is that he was just a great host, and that was just Gene. I will look forward to any meeting with him because I knew we'd have some kind of an interesting conversation about music, which he absolutely loved, or broadcasting, which we were both broadcasting junkies for sure. We just have loved it since we were children. And so I miss that. I'll miss his good advice and just miss him terribly in general. As far as his role as the leader of Wisconsin Public Media, Gene presided over our moving from the now defunct University of Wisconsin Extension and Colleges. That all got merged into the other universities. And so we're now part of UW-Madison. It's been a couple of years, and Gene was truly instrumental in making that transition go very smoothly. And one of the things that I'm thinking of, Rob, is that, you know, when someone passes, you end up learning all kinds of things you didn't know because they live different lives in a way. And so it was very moving to find that whether it was people that were his friends, people that were his colleagues, people that he maybe only met recently because of this transition to UW-Madison, everybody saw Gene in the same way as genuinely friendly, genuinely interested in you when he was speaking with you and in general. And we are in good hands with leadership, but boy, do we miss Gene.
Definitely. I mean, I'll back up everything you say. One thing that strikes me, Gene, one of his past roles was as head of our regional bureau in La Crosse. And I was lucky enough to be at a listener event and hang out in La Crosse with Gene Purcell and Maureen McCollum one time. And it was like being with a couple of rock stars. I mean, just a very beloved in the La Crosse community in particular. It was great. It was really great to see just how much love there was for them for La Crosse and from La Crosse to them. Can you talk a little more now about what happens next at WPR?
Well, we have an expectation that someone at Wisconsin Public Media, so that would be my boss, will soon be officially in charge. But in the meantime, Heather Reese, who is the associate director of Wisconsin Public Media, has taken everything on there. And she's surrounded by lots of great help, including Marta Bechtol, who's the head of our agency, the ECB, the Educational Communications Board, by John Muskowski, the head of PBS Wisconsin, myself, former directors, and everyone. So I think things are in really good hands.
If you want to learn more about Gene Purcell, why he'll be sorely missed here, there's a remembrance and news story posted at WPR.org. Talking to Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio director. It's Mondays with Mike. You can join in with your thoughts, your feedback, your questions about Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike, going behind the scenes before we talk about some of the on-the-air stuff, a few staffing changes and shuffles here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Noah Ovshinsky, our news director for quite a while now, a new role that'll have a lot to do with what people hear on the air.
That's right. Noah is now our interim senior content director. And what that means is he's taken on a role that was one of Michael Arnold's roles. Michael is our chief operating officer, and we have a lot of operational needs as we're trying to begin reoccupying our studios and all kinds of logistics that have come up in the pandemic, and Michael's been a big part of that. So Noah is absolutely able to take it on, and he has with Verve to be in charge of our content and partnering with a whole content leadership team to figure out future structure of the content departments if we need to change it. And practically speaking, he's going to be determining things like the details of adjustments to staffing, programming, projects, et cetera, a plan for the future, and to keep our core commitments to the community front and center. And this appointment should be for between 12 and 24 months while we work through all of that.
We'll get some more changes on the way, but let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Nancy is with us in Grafton. Hi, Nancy.
Well, hello. Oh, thank you, Mike. I got a nice card from him, a thank you card, because he gave him a little money, I guess.
You bet.
Anyhow, I was back at church again last night at 6 o'clock, and as I was coming home, gosh darn it, can you believe it? They were playing a polka. I've been begging for a polka music on that station forever. And so I was pretty darn close to home. So I made a turn and I came up the cemetery where my husband, for many, many years, is buried. And I opened the windows and I turned up the volume as loud as I could. And Aww. You think Bob was enjoying it? There were smiles. I'm sure he was smiling too, but boy, I'll tell you, I was so happy to hear that polka music. And I hope we can hear something like that a little more often.
Nancy, thank you so much. That must have been during Simply Folk, I imagine, Mike.
Could be. And in any case, polkas also get played on our other network sometimes in the classical music version of polkas. So I'm so happy, Nancy, that the serendipity of where you were made that request. I remember your call from before. I'm so glad that worked out. That's so nice.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Nancy, for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Randy in Madison. Randy, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm really having trouble with signal strength. For some reason, I cannot hear the station more than 4 or 5 feet away from the radio. And sometimes I just have, if I really want to hear something. Now, this is on
90.9
WHA. Okay. And when I really want to hear something, I have to stand by it and be a human antenna.
Oh, no.
So that means I can't really do anything else around my home.
Just have to stand and turn a little bit north or whatever.
Oh, no.
to do it. I have an idea, Randy. The 90.9 signal in Madison has a very small signal. So there are at least two other dial positions you might try. The first one I'd recommend would be 107.9, which I've found has a much bigger signal and might be stronger and not require the human antenna part. 90.7 out of Milwaukee does well for some people from the Delafield-Milwaukee signal. And there are a couple of others around. So typically, but not always, those are in the lower numbers of the dial, and you might search that way. But 107.9 is probably your best bet.
It's Mondays with Mike, with WPR Director Mike Crane, talking about all things WPR. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, feedback, comments. Tell us what's on your mind as far as WPR programming and operations are concerned. Let us know what kind of things you want to hear. You can also ask about why we do stuff the way we do. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Pete is with us in Peshtigo. Pete, hello.
Hello, and hi, Mike. I had just a comment. I want to just give a shout out to how much I enjoy JC and Lee when they fill in. They just do such a fantastic job, and Tili Boltina did the same thing. I haven't heard her for a while, but I just love how they can guide a guest and let the guest talk and give his information, and they'll guide him back if they have to, but they don't go cracking a bunch of jokes and laughing around. So I like the professionalism of those two. I hope they can be on the air more.
Thanks, Pete, for the call. Mike, our fill-in host he's talking about, and some reshuffling going around.
That's right. Keely, at the moment, has taken on an interim role as the head of the Ideas Network because Cheryl Gasser is taking an extended time away. And so J. Carlisle Larson, JC, took over for her for a while. And probably the pieces will all move around again in a few months. But I have to tell you, and whether it's JC or Lee or Keely or almost anybody here at WPR, people are very adaptable and willing to try to help each other out and so on. And so even if it isn't someone's official role, you can expect you might hear such folks. And I know they'll be pleased to hear how much you like them.
We'll definitely pass that on. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. You can join in with your questions or comments for Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio Director. The number again, 800-642-1234. Mike, some programming changes we ought to talk about, probably starting with a couple of weekend shows. What's up with Says You?
Well, it's ending production. I talked to the producers of the show not that long ago, and they were feeling like it's a whole new world after the pandemic, and trying to pull things together, especially trying to pull together live performances, has been just so challenging, very little that you can plan for. And so they decided they're going to be ending production this fall. And no decision yet on what replaces it, but I think we're getting close, and certainly we'll share that a lot right here.
So Says You, Ask Me Another. I'll ask you another about that one, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Same thing. It's ending production. It was an interesting note from NPR when they announced it a few weeks ago. They said that Ask Me Another never quite found its full audience after 9 years of production. And you know, every organization, NPR definitely, has had to tighten the belts, so to speak, and so they're sunsetting the show.
And here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we've got the WPR Politics podcast, which is not going away forever, just on a little hiatus. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, just a little hiatus because it's summer vacation. Not much happens in the legislature and usually not much in politics generally. We'll still, of course, be reporting on things if they happen, but they're going to take a little break from the podcast. And I'd invite you, if you are a fan of that, to check out some of our other podcasts, including Beta, which is really interesting, or To the Best of Our Knowledge, the Wisconsin Life podcast, Bookmarks, and Derailed. And by the way, Derailed is something that the creators of that special series about the high-speed train we never got are working on a new podcast series that will be released this fall.
We're talking to Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio Director, at taking your questions about what goes on the air or behind the scenes at Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234 with Louise in Dodgeville. Louise, hi.
Hi. I don't know the radio parlance for, you know, when you're listening to the station and it says, this is Wisconsin Public Radio. It's like a station identification.
Station IDs, you named it, yep.
Okay. So I was wondering if WPR could include more diverse voices in regard to age and gender and ethnicity, because I think a lot of them sound a lot the same. So I'm just curious about that.
Sure. As a matter of fact, one of the things that many people noticed is we were having some challenges recently with the reliability of our control systems that put on those station identifications, among other things. And we've installed a brand new system. We're still working out some of the kinks. But the reason they sounded really alike is they were. Almost always on the stations that I hear on the Ideas Network, for instance, it was the voice of Cheryl Gasser. And I love your idea, Louise, and probably it'll be a while just because we're still operating with a lot of the constraints of keeping plates in the air called home studios and things like that. But definitely a great idea. I heard something like that on a station out east and thought, someday we have to do that. So thanks for the suggestion.
Thanks for the call, Louise, at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Neil in Madison. Neil, hi.
Greetings, folks. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm calling with two shows I like very much, as it happens, from CBC and the late-night BBC news broadcasts. I listen to those frequently and really enjoy them a lot. Thank you for broadcasting them. The other thing is, on some pieces of content, I find an irritating trend. I think it's a fad in radio work to have music over voice, and I find that very irritating because it makes it very difficult to pick out the conversation. If I want to listen to music, I'll tune into a music show. If I'm tuning into a talk show, I want to hear the talk. And particularly if I'm in a noisy environment, music over voice causes me to lose enough that the content's useless to me. So I frequently will tune out when I hear music over voice on shows. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Neil. And you said one thing that is absolutely a great point. You said music over voice, and sometimes I hear that too. The intention is, and it even is spoken of this in the industry, music under voice. So it's meant to be more subtle than that, and we're getting it wrong if we do it that way where it's over the voice. So a good reminder for us to be very vigilant about that.
Thanks a lot for the call, Neil. We'll go next to Marcus with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hey, Rob. So I love the program. You guys are doing a great job. My thought that I'd just like to toss out there, I'd be interested if you guys could possibly maybe put together some topics on kind of like the environment, the climate, and see if we couldn't come up with something. Just due to it looks like there's going to be flooding and wildfires going across the country here, and I think the federal government's going to start being stretched on resources. My thought is possibly putting together some sort of program to see if there's a way to get people, if they'd be interested in volunteering, like myself, other people I know, to get trained up so that we could assist, you know, in some sort of usable way in the event of flooding or, you know, like a forest fire or whatever else, as opposed to having to wait till the, you know, FEMA and the Red Cross get here.
Interesting topic idea, Mike.
It is, and also I have to tell you, it feels very clear and present today. I was looking at all of the flood warnings for flash floods and things on the maps on the NOAA weather website. And one thing that I noticed, Rob, that I bet you didn't today, during your previous hour of program, you were interrupted. And you probably didn't know because it's an automated system that interrupts our broadcast to put out things like storm watches and warnings and so on. And there was a warning that was given for a tornado. And we heard in the news earlier today of a tornado that hit in a different spot. So very important. And one of the roles, by the way, that to kind of loop back to our very beginning, Gene Purcell was very interested in and helpful in making sure that network is maintained all throughout the state for all broadcasters, as it's one of the roles of the Educational Communications Board. So a great topic, and also be careful out there and help people as you can.
Thanks for the suggestion, Marcus. And speaking of interruptions, I want to take a moment to thank our listeners for patience. We had some technology upgrades going on. I've heard the analogy of, you know, trying to repair your car while you're driving it. Can you talk a little bit about what has been going on, Mike?
Yeah, we had a system that was called Audio Vault that played all of the audio that wasn't like us talking live. And it was getting harder and harder to get it to work correctly. I think partly because we demanded an awful lot of it with 37 radio stations between the two networks and and of course, the digital network of classical music as well. So we have a new one. I love its name. It's called Wide Orbit. And we're still working out the kinks, as you do with every piece of software. But it is from the reports I'm hearing from different kinds of staff, on-air folks, engineers, it's really a great advance in our work and may facilitate things like the IDs we were talking about a minute ago.
Mike, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes on the Ideas Network once a month, either on Central Time, The Morning Show, or The Larry Mueller Show to talk about WPR programming and operations. He'll next be on September 13th with Larry Mueller. You don't have to wait until then, though, if you have a question or comment. You can call Audience Services here at Wisconsin Public Radio. The number is 800-777-7444. That's 800-777-7444. Or you can email listener@wpr.org. That's listener@wpr.org.